Have three votes to approve the revised.
I think the revised agenda was 4-0.
We did vote on the agenda.
We did vote on the agenda. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the October 25th, 2012 meeting.
There is a, not a real error in the minutes. There's a correction. We're going to switch. I think I got him here in front of me. We're going to switch. And conditions of approval on.
It's on cheer. It's on the cheer application.
On the cheer application, based on the written comments, I can find it. On the cheer application, we had made reference to in the motion, the way it was written, said, G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. H, the location of a dumpster shall be shown on the final site plan. It shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. We're going to just switch those two.
They're so written in
the
G will order.
Become the okay. Dumpster reference. H will become the
Planning and Zoning approval.
The final approval. Okay. But Vince just pointed that out to me. I typed it the way it was written, not the way it was read.
Yeah. I think when I wrote it, I added one after. Yeah, and you read it in the right order. Right. So, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of October 25, 2012 as corrected.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the October 25, 2012 meeting as corrected. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, our next item is old business, which we have already dispensed with. And then following that is other business. And our first item of other business is Swan Cove MRRPC, a final site plan of Phase 6 on Route 54.
Yes, this is a final site plan, record plan for Phase 6 of Swan Cove, the residential plan community. This phase was previously approved by the Commission on February 24, 2011, but was never recorded. This phase contains 34 single-family lots on 10.27 acres, and the developers are requesting approval so that they may now record that phase. I have no sense passing that down. It's the same exact thing you approved a year ago. So they just forgot. They just didn't record it.
Okay.
Looks like the developer thought the surveyor was going to record it, and the surveyor thought the developer was going to record it, and neither one recorded it.
You mean we're not the only ones with the communication issues?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, regarding regarding Swan Cove MRRPC, their final site plan, my motion is for approval of Phase 6 as a final.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Swan Cove's MRRPC Phase 6 final site plan on Route 54. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is G.W. Shockley and Sons, Inc., a lot and a 50-foot easement on Road 201.
Hey, gentlemen, this is a request to create a 1.85-acre parcel with access from a 50-foot easement. The owner is proposing to create the easement over an existing dirt lane at the end of Road 201. Residual lands contain 442.47 acres. The DLDOT has issued a letter of no objection. The request may be approved as submitted, or an application for a major subdivision can be required. And just remind you that the commission did previously receive a copy of the sketch drawing for this request.
So it's the recommendation, or what you're saying is that any further subdivision on the 300 acres would need a subdivision plan.
It can be a condition.
My recommendation for G.W. Shockley and Sons, Inc., lot and a 50-foot easement on Road 201 is for approval with the condition that any further subdivision will result in a public hearing.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a lot and a 50-foot easement on Road 201 for G.W. Shockley and Sons, Inc., under the condition that any further subdivision will require a major subdivision application. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Ralph James Givens, two parcels and 50-foot easement on Road 465.
Now, this is a request to create two parcels, with one parcel having access from a 50-foot easement. Lot number two will contain 2.6 acres and has access from an existing entrance off of Road 265. The residual lands will contain 32.37 acres and have access from the existing 50-foot road frontage off of Road 465. This request may be approved as submitted, or an application for a major subdivision or a variance can be required. Commission again previously received a copy of a sketch drawing for this request. Today, just as an additional comment, we did receive from DelDOT an approval letter for this request at this location. Got that today on email.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this application filed by Ralph James Givens for two parcels and 50-foot easement, my motion is for approval as submitted.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve two parcels on a 50-foot easement for Ralph James Givens on Road 465. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Walter Allen Whaley, parcel on a 50-foot easement on Road 500.
This is a request to create a 50-foot access to an existing parcel. A portion of the property is to be an extension to an adjoining parcel. The remaining frontage will be 50 feet. This will serve as access to the residual lands. This request is due to a divorce settlement. The commission previously received a copy of a sketch drawing for this request.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Walter Allen Whaley's request to create a partial and a 50-foot easement off of Road 500, my motion is for approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve a parcel on a 50-foot easement on Road 500 for Walter Allen Whaley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, gentlemen, our next item on the agenda is an executive session, so we will entertain a motion to adjourn, and we'll go into executive session.
And it's also for pending litigation.
Pending litigation. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn to go into executive session for the purposes of discussion pending litigation.
Second.